I'm joined by Abdul Rahman Hussein in Cairo. Abdul, two protests today. Give us the latest.
There are a spate of marches coming out from different areas in Cairo, heading to Tahrir Square to protest the decisions that Morsi took yesterday. On the other hand, there are Muslim Brotherhood supporters or Morsi supporters who have convened at the presidential palace to express their support for his decisions. Mind you, Muslim Brotherhood supporters were sent out yesterday, 2 hours before the decisions came out, to express support for decisions that had not yet been announced. So there you go.
How big do we expect the protests to be? There are often protests on a Friday in Cairo. Will this be any different?
Well, the protest was scheduled already. I mean, there was going to be a protest for Friday, but taking into account what happened yesterday, the protests are expected to be much, much bigger. I'm thinking by the time the marches all reach Tahrir Square, which should be in a couple of hours, it could be a sizable number of people. Morsi is using the fact that he was a democratically elected official to make this power grab. He feels that he has the mandate to do something like this. And there's been an ongoing spat between Morsi and the judiciary regarding many things. He tried to reinstate parliament. They blocked that. He tried to remove the public prosecutor once before, and that didn't work. So there is an ongoing spat with the judiciary, and this could be seen as a barb that's aimed directly at the judiciary. But just the magnitude and the scale of it, and the fact that he had enough of a mandate to go there, is very worrying, obviously.
But don't ordinary Egyptians want a strong leader?
I mean, that is something that is said often, and it might resonate. It's true, but I think it would be more accurate to say that Egyptians want a leader who can deliver. That's really what matters. And Egyptians want a leader who can deliver on economic reform, and I don't mean neoliberal economic reform that the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to push through. I mean, as in make life easier and better for the swathes of Egyptians who have troubles living in day-to-day and who struggle greatly and are in dire economic conditions and need some sort of relief. And I think at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
There's been a remarkable change in Morsi's reputation since the presidential election. He was a bit of a joke figure at the beginning, regarded as a spare tire because he was the second choice Muslim Brotherhood candidate. Now he's sort of strutting the world stage and claiming all these powers to himself. What's happened?
That's a very good question. What has happened? I mean, he was considered a bit of a drunk, but his standing keeps improving. And there are some people who are drawing parallels actually between his supposed success in reaching the Gaza ceasefire, the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, after the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip, and his ability to pull off this move that he pulled off right after. And some people are drawing parallels or saying that because his standing has increased in the international community, because he has played ball on foreign policy in alignment with the interests of the United States and Israel, etc., that he felt empowered enough to pull off a move like this. There are people who do think that it's somehow related because of the timing. There's no proof of this, of course. It's some commentators have said that there's a worry that this could take us back to the far from Hilesan days of Mubarak, when the US would turn a blind eye to internal or domestic issues as long as Mubarak played ball on foreign policy. And as far as I'm aware, the US has not said anything about Morsi's power grab either way, so, and that might lend credence to that theory. But yeah, this theory definitely is being thrown about, definitely here.
Okay, it's going to be a tense day, yeah?
It is, actually. There were concerns that if Muslim Brotherhood or Morsi supporters had come anywhere near Tahrir, that it would develop into clashes, which happened about a month ago when pro-Morsi and anti-Morsi supporters clashed in Tahrir Square. But the Morsi supporters are at the presidential palace on the other side of town. But yes, it will be a tense day. We can't forget that for the past 4 days, there have been clashes downtown anyways, on Mohammed Mahmoud Street, right off Tahrir Square, which have with police forces, between protesters and police forces. And that's been going on for the past 4 days, day and night. It hasn't abated at all. And it goes on. And that's kind of been lost in the midst of all else that's happening. And at least 100 people have been injured. 120 people have been arrested. There is one person who is in critical condition. He's not expected to recover. And it's kind of an inevitable a turn of events when there is a lack of accountability for previous deaths. These latest clashes came about to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of Mohammed Mahmoud clashes that occurred last year, at the same day last year. And the clashes started off again because there has only been one policeman put on trial for these clashes, and that's because he was caught on video actually shooting someone's eyes and blinding somebody. So part of Morsi's decisions as well was the ordering the retrial of the previous regime figures regarding the deaths of protesters. But that we don't know whether that stops at the initial 18 days until Mubarak was ousted, or does that include other clashes like Mohammed Mahmoud, where the police forces and the army played a big role, and we'll have to wait and see about that.
Will anger over Morsi's declaration add impetus to those protests, or is there a sense of protest fatigue?
There was a sense of protest fatigue. I'll be honest with you, for Friday's protests, for today's protest, before Morsi's announcement, there was a sense of fatigue. When Morsi's announcement happened, it's riled up a lot of people. A lot of people are up in arms about this. This is not a benign or mild turn of events. The magnitude of this is quite big, and so. Yeah, people are riled up, and fatigue has kind of disappeared for today, at least.
Okay, Abdu. Thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Matt.